You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and let's welcome to the stage the lovely and talented writer and comedian Liz Winstead. Welcome back, Liz.
Why, thank you.
Now, what are the holidays like at the Winstead homestead?
Christmas was a very big deal in my house, and every year growing up, my mom would set out the manger scene and hide the baby Jesus somewhere in her house.
Are you supposed to do that?
It seems non-standard, isn't it?
Oh. And so Christmas Eve began the hunt for Jesus.
The most dangerous game.
Yes. So then whoever found the baby Jesus won the prize, and you know what the prize is. You get to put the baby Jesus in the manger.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and so then we have the baby Jesus birthday cake, which was always the same cake every year. It was an angel food cake with Cool Whip frosting and M&Ms. Yeah, and as many candles as my mother could shove on top of it as possible. And then she would light the candles, and then we would sing Happy Birthday to Jesus.
That is one of the creepiest things I have ever heard. And lovely,
lovely,
I think. Okay, so Liz, let's meet your opponent, Julia Lunetta.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Liz.
Prepare to die.
I know that you were involved in the Ig Nobel Committee, but
yes,
I don't know
I
what
am.
That is. What is that?
They're awarded every year at Sanders Theater at Harvard University for scientific achievements or general achievements that first make people laugh and then make people think.
Okay, and what's an example of one of these?
There was a study on the effect of opera on heart transplant patients who are mice.
I can tell I will never win an Ig Nobel, by the way. Hey, wait, what's that sound? Now, if you've got a keen ear, you know that's the sound of reindeer landing on the roof or zombies with chains about to attack. In this game, all the answers will be a sound or sound effect. To get the point, contestants, you must reproduce the sound. Puzzle guru Art Chung, do you have an example?
If we said, according to federal law, a conductor must make this sound at least 15 seconds before crossing a public highway, you would say, choo-choo!
They are both unimpressed, but they will play anyhow. Let's really hear you make these sounds, and the winner will move on to her Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Johnny Weissmuller made this sound when he played Edgar Rice Burroughs' famous vine-swinging hero. Julia.
You should give yourself one of them Harvard Awards for that.
I have tears in my eyes, so I just want to let you know that was beautiful.
Guess you're not shy.
The only impression I can do is Ariana Huffington. This sucks.
All right, let's hear it.
Al Gore. Darling should have won the election. It was stolen from Al Gore.
The earliest surviving copyrighted motion picture is a 5-second short of a man caught in a sternutation. Liz. Exactly. Beginning in 1929, the NBC radio network played this sound at the top of every hour. Liz.
Bing, bing, bing.
Ah, yes. Some solutions for stopping this sound include sleeping on your side or having your uvula removed. Julia. Correct. John Williams won the 1976 Academy Award for Best Original Score by composing a theme that primarily featured these two notes in repetition. Julia.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 bum. Oh, that's the Olympics. I'm sorry.
That did not sound like the two notes that I was expecting. But you know, I'm pretty particular about notes.
Oh, wait, does that mean that I get to maybe buzz in because you're ruling it wrong?
Uh.
I think that's the winner.
That's also Tarzan snoring, by the way.
Right, so Liz, that was Jaws that you were doing, right?
Yes.
So Julie, what were you doing?
I was going for 2001.
Oh.
Although it just sounds like that's Strauss, not Williams. Oh well.
You know how to make this sound, don't you? Just put your lips together and blow like you would when performing the theme song for the Andy Griffith Show. Julia. And correct. In the early 1990s,
back then,
you know,
we were all so young.
In the early 1990s, millions of people heard this irritating sound while connecting to services such as Prodigy and CompuServe. Julia.
Born to answer that question.
It was awesome. It always did sound like little creatures just like gnawing through cables.
Julia, have you ever thought of trying to get a job on Prairie Home Companion?
All right, this is your last clue. I cannot wait to hear this sound. Actor Peter Mayhew played a legendary character in Star Wars. But he didn't provide this sound, which was created by mixing the sounds of several animals, including a bear and a walrus. Liz.
That's the wrong one. That's the wrong one.
I love that you did that one, though.
I've never seen Star Wars.
What?
No, never. I don't like space.
Not a lot there.
That was great Darth Vader.
Yeah.
But now we were looking for Julia, can you steal?
Not my best.
What was that? Remember, I've never seen, so I have no idea what she did. How do I know she won?
It's a walking carpet.
Chewbacca?
A Chewbacca.
Yeah,
that's
Chewbacca.
A furry character.
That is a furry character.
A furry character, that's right.
Art, how did our fantastic contestants do?
They did amazing, and Julia is our winner.
All right. Yay! Congratulations, Julia.
That is incredible.
A huge round of applause.
Thank
for
you.
Liz Winstead, everybody. Julia, we will see you for the final round at the end of the show.